When the Jaguars started the season on offensive line, they probably didn't envision having Austin Pasdor as the right tackle. But with the trade of Eugene Monroe, Pasdor had to step in at right tackle. And I love to watch how he developed game after game. The one thing that I'm impressed with him is how technically sound he is and how good he is with his feet and his hands. Let's get to some plays and I'll show you. For right tackle, one of the hardest blocks to make is a three technique defensive tackle when you've got to move to your left when you're a right tackle. And the Ninja Assassin, the defensive tackle lined up here, Antonio Smith, Pasdor gets him and gets him good, a low block, going down low. Look at the quickness in the get off in which he has coming out of that stance, moving to the left side. That's an effective block and it helps to allow Maurice to have a big gain going the other way. I also want to give credit to the left tackle, Cam Bradfield, getting up to the second level with the injury to Jokel. He does a really good job of blocking, and I give him a lot of credit, too, for the last game of the year. Playing with a high ankle sprain, that's a tough guy. The most dominant defensive player in the NFL today might be J.J. Watt at defensive tackle, and Pasdor has to block him one-on-one on this play. Remember I was talking about how technically sound Pasdor is? Watch his feet, watch his hands. J.J. gets nothing here, except for a dive at Chad Henne when he escapes the pocket. Excellent play for Austin. A combo block with Uche Nwaneri against J.J. Watt again, and look at the movement that he gets against J.J. Watt. Springing Maurice for a big gain, right up off of his rear end. I like that play, and I like how physical Pasdor can be. This play really shows the athleticism that Austin Pasdor has, and maybe surprising me at times as well. Gets up the field, blocking the linebacker, allowing Mercedes to catch the ball on the tight end screen, getting the touchdown. If you're an offensive lineman, you gotta have the foundation of fundamentals. And Austin Pasdor has very good fundamentals. This was his first year starting at tackle, and I give him a lot of credit because he developed game after game. I look forward to watching Austin Pasdor to continue to develop and maybe be the starting right tackle in the Jaguars' future.